Welcome to a bonus recording for the Sleep Whispers podcast. This topic was requested by a listener. And if you are interested in more topics similar to this, then feel free to let me know at sleepwhispers@gmail.com. I will be reading the Wikipedia article titled Physics Beyond the Standard Model. I hope you enjoy it. Physics Beyond the Standard Model refers to the theoretical developments needed to explain the deficiencies of the standard model, such as the origin of mass, the strong CP problem, neutrino oscillations, matter-antimatter asymmetry, and the nature of dark matter and dark energy. Another problem lies within the mathematical framework of the standard model itself. The standard model is inconsistent with that of general relativity, to the point that one or both theories break down under certain conditions. For example, within known space-time singularities, like the Big Bang and black hole event horizons, theories that lie beyond the standard model include various extensions of the standard model through supersymmetry, such as the minimal supersymmetric standard model and next to minimal supersymmetric standard model, or entirely novel explanations such as string theory, M theory, and extra dimensions, as these theories tend to reproduce the entirety of current phenomena. The question of which theory is the right one, or at least the best step towards a theory of everything, can only be settled by experiments, and is one of the most active areas of research in both theoretical and experimental physics. Problems with the standard model. Despite being the most successful theory of particle physics to date, the standard model is not perfect. A large share of the published output of theoretical physicists consists of proposals for various forms of beyond the standard model new physics proposals that would modify the standard model in ways subtle enough to be consistent with existing data, yet address its imperfections material enough to predict non-standard model outcomes of new experiments that can be proposed. standard model is inherently an incomplete theory. There are fundamental physical phenomena in nature that the standard model does not adequately explain. Gravity. The standard model does not explain gravity. The approach of simply adding a graviton, whose properties are the subject of considerable consensus among physicists, if it exists, to the standard model does not recreate what is observed experimentally without other modifications as yet undiscovered to the standard model. Moreover, instead, the standard model is widely considered to be incompatible with the most successful theory of gravity to date, general relativity. Dark matter and dark energy. Cosmological observations tell us the standard model explains about 5% of the energy present in the universe. About 26% should be dark matter, which would behave just like other matter, but which only interacts weakly, if at all, with the standard model fields. Yet, the standard model does not supply any fundamental particles that a good dark matter candidates. The rest, 69%, should be dark energy, a constant energy density for the vacuum. Attempts to explain dark energy in terms of vacuum energy of the standard model led to a mismatch of 120 orders of magnitude. Neutrino masses. According to the standard model, neutrinos are massless particles. However, neutrino oscillation experiments have shown that neutrinos do have mass. Mass terms for the neutrinos can be added to the standard model by hand, but these lead to new theoretical problems. For example, the mass terms need to be extraordinarily small, and it is not clear if the neutrino masses would arise in the same way that the masses of other fundamental particles do in the standard model. Matter, antimatter, asymmetry. The universe is made out of mostly matter. However, the standard model predicts that matter and antimatter should have been created in almost equal amounts if the initial conditions of the universe did not involve disproportionate matter relative to antimatter. Yet, no mechanism sufficient to explain this asymmetry exists in the standard model. No experimental result is widely accepted as definitely contradicting the standard model at the 5 sigma level, widely considered to be the threshold of a discovery in particle physics. but because every experiment contains some degree of statistical and systemic uncertainty, and the theoretical predictions themselves are also almost never calculated exactly and are subject to uncertainties in measurements of the fundamental constants of the standard model, some of which are tiny and others of which are substantial. It is mathematically expected that some of the hundreds of experimental tests of the standard model will deviate to some extent from it, even if there were no new physics to be discovered. At any given time, there are a number of experimental results that are significantly different from the standard model expectation, although many of these have been found to be statistical flukes or experimental errors as more data has been collected. On the other hand, any beyond the standard model physics would necessarily first manifest experimentally as a statistically significant difference between an experiment and the theoretical prediction. In each case, physicists try to determine if a result is a mere statistical fluke or experimental error on the one hand, or a sign of new physics on the other. More statistically significant results cannot be mere statistical flukes, but can still result from experimental error or inaccurate estimates of experimental precision. Frequently, experiments are tailored to be more sensitive to experimental results that would distinguish the standard model from theoretical alternatives. Some of the most notable examples include the following. The first example is the proton radius puzzle. The standard model makes precise theoretical predictions regarding the atomic radius size of ordinary hydrogen, a proton-electron system, and that of muonic hydrogen, a proton-muon system in which a muon is a heavy variant of an electron. However, the measured atomic radius of muonic hydrogen differs significantly from that of the radius predicted by the standard model using existing physical constant measurements by what appears to be as many as 7 standard deviations. Doubts about the accuracy of the error estimates in earlier experiments, which are still within 4% of each other in measuring a truly tiny distance, and a lack of a well-motivated theory could explain the discrepancy. This has caused physicists to be hesitant to describe these results as contradicting the standard model, despite the apparent statistical significance of the result and a lack of any clearly identified possible source of experimental error in the results. The second example is the anomalous magnetic dipole moment of muon. the experimentally measured value of muon's anomalous magnetic dipole moment, muon G2, is significantly different from the standard model prediction. Example number 3. Babar data suggests possible flaws in the standard model. Results from a Babar experiment may suggest a surplus over standard model predictions of a type of particle decay. In this, an electron and positron collide, resulting in a B meson and an antimatter B meson, which then decays into a D meson and a tau lepton, as well as a tau antineutrino. While the level of certainty of the excess, 3.4 sigma in statistical language, is not enough to claim a break from the standard model, the results are a potential sign of something amiss and are likely to affect existing theories, including those attempting to deduce the properties of Higgs bosons. In 2015, LHCb reported observing a 2.1 sigma excess in the same ratio of branching fractions. The Bell experiment also reported an excess. Theoretical predictions not observed. Observation at particle colliders of all of the fundamental particles predicted by the standard model has been confirmed. The Higgs boson is predicted by the standard model's explanation of the Higgs mechanism, which describes how the weak SU2 gauge symmetry is broken and how fundamental particles obtain mass. It was the last particle predicted by the standard model to be observed. On July 4, 2012, CERN scientists using the Large Hadron Collider announced the discovery of a particle consistent with the Higgs boson with a mass of about 126 VC squared. A Higgs boson was confirmed to exist on March 14, 2013. Although efforts to confirm that it has all of the properties predicted by the standard model are ongoing. A few hadrons, in other words, composite particles made of quarks, whose existence is predicted by the standard model, which can be produced only at very high energies in very low frequencies, have not yet been definitely observed, and globals, in other words, composite particles made of gluons, have also not yet been definitely observed. Some very low frequency particle decays predicted by the standard model have also not yet been definitely observed, because insufficient data is available to make a statistically significant observation. Theoretical problems. Some features of the standard model are added in an ad hoc way. These are not problems per se. In other words, the theory works fine with these ad hoc features, but they imply a lack of understanding. These ad hoc features have motivated theorists to look for more fundamental theories with fewer parameters. Some of the ad hoc features include 1. Hierarchy problem. The standard model introduces particle masses through a process known as spontaneous symmetry breaking caused by the Higgs field. Within the standard model, the mass of the Higgs gets some very large quantum corrections due to the presence of virtual particles, mostly virtual top quarks. These corrections are much larger than the actual mass of the Higgs. This means that the bare mass parameter of the Higgs in the standard model must be fine-tuned in such a way that almost completely cancels the quantum connections. This level of fine-tuning is deemed unnatural by many theorists. The second ad hoc feature is the number of parameters. The standard model depends on 19 numerical parameters. Their values are known from experiment, but the origin of the values is unknown. Some theorists have tried to find relations between different parameters. For example, between the masses of particles in different generations. The third ad hoc feature is quantum triviality. This suggests that it may not be possible to create a consistent quantum field theory involving elementary scalar Higgs particles. The fourth ad hoc feature is the strong CP problem. Theoretically, it can be argued that the standard model should contain a term that breaks CP symmetry, relating matter to antimatter in the strong interaction sector. Experimentally, however, no such violation has been found, implying that the coefficient of this term is very close to zero. This fine-tuning is also considered unnatural. Grand unified theories. The standard model has three gauge symmetries. The color SU3, the weak isospin SU2, and the hypercharge U1 symmetry. These correspond to the three fundamental forces. Due to renormalization, the coupling constants of each of these symmetries vary with the energy at which they are measured. Around 10 to the 16th GeV, these couplings become approximately equal. This has led to speculation that above this theory, the three gauge symmetries of the standard model are unified in one single gauge symmetry with a simple group gauge group and just one coupling constant. Below this energy, the symmetry is spontaneously broken to the standard model symmetries. Popular choices for the unifying group are the special unitary group in five dimensions, SU5, and the special orthogonal group in 10 dimensions, SO10. Theories that unify the standard model symmetries in this way are called grand unified theories, or GUTs, and the energy scale at which the unified symmetry is broken is called the gut scale. Generically, grand unified theories predict the creation of magnetic monopoles in the early universe and instability of the proton. Neither of these have been observed, and this absence of observation puts limits on the possible GUTs. Supersymmetry. Supersymmetry extends the standard model by adding another class of symmetries to the Lagrangian. These symmetries exchange fermionic particles with bosonic ones. Such a symmetry predicts the existence of supersymmetric particles, abbreviated as particles, which include the sleptons, squarks, neutralinos, and charginos. Each particle in the standard model would have a superpartner whose spin differs by half from the ordinary particle. Due to the breaking of supersymmetry, the particles are much heavier than their ordinary counterparts. They are so heavy that existing particle colliders may not be powerful enough to produce them. Neutrinos. In the standard model, neutrinos have exactly zero mass. This is a consequence of the standard model containing only left-handed neutrinos. With no suitable right-handed partner, it is impossible to add a renormalizable mass term to the standard model. Measurements, however, indicated that neutrinos spontaneously change flavor, which implies that neutrinos have a mass. These measurements only give the relative masses of the different flavors. The best constraint on the absolute mass of the neutrinos comes from precision measurements of tritium decay, providing an upper limit to EV, which makes them at least 5 orders of magnitude lighter than the other particles in the standard model. This necessitates an extension of the standard model, which not only needs to explain how neutrinos get their mass, but also why the mass is so small. One approach to add masses to the neutrinos, the so-called seesaw mechanism, is to add right-handed neutrinos and have these coupled to left-handed neutrinos with a Dirac mass term. The right-handed neutrinos have to be sterile, meaning that they do not participate in any of the standard model interactions.